Good evening. Welcome to our regular public board meeting for April 26th, 2016. Call to order, our opening statement pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10. Notice this meeting has been provided by the publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sandy, roll call, please.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Here.
Mr. Cattani.
Here.
Mrs. De Palma. Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Gardner. Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Here.
Mr. Lofredo. Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale. Mr. Warren.
Here.
Sean Nolan. Julie Hohenstein.
Here.
Matthew Del Garcia. Megan Giaforti.
Here.
We have quorum.
Thank you. Our mission statement: Manasquan Schools District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and a rich tradition through a partnership with our community. Our statement to the public: oftentimes it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by a unanimous vote. Before the matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied, the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education. It is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it's placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the Committee of the Whole and closed executive session of March 15, 2016, and the regular public meetings and closed executive session of March 22, 2016. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Mrs. Bassone, second. Mr. Yes. Serino. Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Abstain on both.
Mr. Cattani.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
Mrs. De Palma is here. Sandy.
Thank you.
Moving on to number 7, our student board representative report. We have Ms. Gianforte and Ms. Hohenstein.
So for student council, we are beginning to plan Mr. Manasquan, which will be held in late May. And then student council has also been organizing Teacher Appreciation Day, which is coming up in May, and with those festivities. And we will have a lot of surprises in store for the teachers, so they should be excited. And also we will finish out this year with the new student council elections, which will take place in early June.
And then in terms of Key Club, we just unleashed the 2016 Key Club Scholarship for graduating seniors who have been a part for the last 4 years, and $3,000 will be allotted for those scholarships. Also, we elected our new board for next year. The president is Maddie Detlinger, vice president Carly Grogan, secretary Abby Rice, and treasurer Summer Farron.
Thank you very much. Moving on to the presentations, I will now turn it over to Dr. Cajun.
Well, let's do it.
Shall we move to the podium to start? I would like to thank the Board of Education for the child-centered attitude, focusing on tonight academic as well as athletic excellence. I'd like to thank my administrative team who are here this evening for all their support they give me, as well as the staff, students, and the parents. Manasquan is a wonderful place. And I often say our brand is academic excellence. And it doesn't happen by chance. It happens because of the dedication of the administrators, the dedication of the staff, the dedication of the students who do such a great job. And it starts at the board level. And I want to thank every person who sits on this Board of Education for that. Tonight, we're going to start our presentations focusing on the students of the month. We have an excellent student body. And these students, who we recognize this evening, have come to the top because they've served as role models. They've been academically motivated and have been focused not only on academics, but also on extracurricular activities. We also will focus on our Students of the Month for the ELLIS. They are selected through a process, first through a nomination by a teacher, then the teacher first looks at their leadership qualities and character, their sense of self, as demonstrated through the school community. The Manasquan Board of Education wants to congratulate the High School Students of the Month, Mary Ember. Mary? Thank you very much for being here this evening, and I usually ask questions, but not tonight. But you did get some lollipops, so congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, Mary.
Our Student of the Month from Manasquan High School, the junior class, Maura Farragut. Maura, congratulations.
Thank you.
Manasquan High School would like to recognize our Students of the Month from the sophomore class, Jessica Waldeyer. From the freshman class, the Board of Education would like to congratulate our High School Student of the Month, Mary Kathleen Buff. Congratulations. We also this evening would like to congratulate our Teacher of the Month from the high school, who will also be recognized this evening for an awesome accomplishment for swimming, and we'll get to that a little later in our presentation. And I say that because it not only touches the hearts of our students academically, but also athletically, which I think is a real gift and a gift to us. And I want to thank Craig Buren for that. Manasquan High School would like to recognize the Teacher of the Month. Congratulations, Craig. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
The Manasquan Board of Education also focuses on our elementary school. And the Student of the Month from the elementary school is Ryan O'Keefe. Ryan, congratulations, and thank you for being here. The Manasquan Board of Education would also like to congratulate our Teacher of the Month from the elementary school, who has just finished going through, I guess, part of our park process, and thank you very much for that, Kurt, because we truly appreciate it. Kurt Wall. Kurt, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The Manasquan Elks would like to congratulate our Student of the Month from grade 8, John McHugh. John cannot be with us this evening, but we'll make sure he gets his lollipops. The Manasquan Board of Education would also like to congratulate, from 12th grade, the Elks Teenager of the Month from the high school, Ian Walden. Ian? Ian couldn't be with us this evening either. When I first got this email, I was so impressed, and I looked so diligently for the poster, because I wanted to present it this evening. But that poster is currently being made into a New Jersey State calendar.
Wow.
Which I think is extremely impressive. Tonight we're going to recognize Lillian Bryant. Out of 2,000 entries from across the state of New Jersey, Lillian was named the winner from Monmouth County for the Conserved Wildlife Foundation poster and essay contest. Tonight, Lilia's with us. She's going to come forward, and she's going to tell me what her essay was focused on. Lillian, come on up. Could you please tell me, so I can tell, or you can tell everybody who's here this evening, what you focused your essay on?
Piping plover.
And could you explain that to us?
It's a bird that lives over here, actually, and they're becoming extinct soon.
Well, thank you very much for bringing that to our attention, and I can't wait to see the calendar.
Thank you.
Okay? Congratulations. Not yet, we'll, do you have any more Wally books? I guess we have to go out there. Let's go. But then, Lynn, could you just keep hitting the button here? Or use the clicker.
Oh, the other.
I guess I could use the clicker. Every year we get the opportunity to present the Teachers of the Year from both the elementary division and the high school. I would now like to present Manasquan Elementary School's Teacher of the Year, Steen Kulowski. And I would just like to read the quote. I like quotes.
Oh, I'm from Berkeley.
I know you're from Berkeley.
You did.
When a teacher gives a child the love of learning, life becomes full of promise and possibility. And you've done that, and I want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
And Manasquan High School would like to congratulate our Teacher of the Year from the high school, Monica Penland. Lisa Makota, our girls basketball coach, who is also the Coach of the Year for New Jersey. Is Lisa here this evening? Lisa, can you come up, please? First of all, to be in the pool that long to get 300 is simply amazing. And one of my most memorable experiences here, and I hope, Craig, you don't mind if I say this, but if you do mind, I guess it's too bad that I'm going to say it anyway. I had the opportunity to meet each individual administrator on an individual basis when I first came. And being from a different perception, my focus was always that administrators didn't coach. In the places I came from, we saw that as a conflict. And I know without a doubt, the best decision I've made here was affording Craig the opportunity to continue coaching. Because what you've done with the swim team, to me, is just amazing, along with your excellence in the classroom. I haven't had the opportunity to come and watch you swim, but I really would like to do that.
I don't actually swim.
Forget it then, I'm not going. Craig, you earned 300 wins.
Thank you.
All is changed, and there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star, and all the years, no one knows just how hard you worked. But now it shows.
At least you had more than one shining moment. Ladies, you had thousands of shining moments. But that was a song that, you know, I heard and I thought would really fit tonight. And I want to thank Lisa for sharing the video that you used at your banquet with us. So Jesse could put the song to it. I thought it really fit. Before we give out the awards this evening, I just want to say thank you for representing Manasquan High School in a selfless manner. I've watched him play many, many times, and it was never one single person playing for themselves. I don't know how Lisa created this, but you together were a team that cared for every individual, either on the bench or on the floor. And I'm so proud of that, win or lose. That whole focus on kindness, generosity, and selflessness. I think because of that, propelled you to great heights. At least I want to thank you for that, because it was truly amazing. Girls, thank you for many proud moments. These plaques were donated by the class of 1942 and 1955. Those were people from that class who watched you play and wanted to reach out to you and say thank you. And they did that tonight with these plaques. That's how you touch people's lives this year. That's really amazing. Our senior managers, Julia Hohenstein and Katie Titanic. Catherine Mahan. this evening, but at least we'll pick up her plaque.
Yeah, and she apologized from the store.
Thank you. Stella Clark. Elena Hart. Jackie Kurtz. Aaron Howard. Jillian Black.
Our senior managers, because they did so much for us. So very thankful to them, our great group of girls, and once again, thank you.
Thank you. Now, if you can take a minute and just have some cake before you leave, because we have a big cake. Sand, if I put it over there.
For our next presentation. Thank you.
Thanks, ladies.
Our next presentation is the Manasquan Board of Education proposed 2016-17 budget.
Thank you.
Heather, thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you. The Manasquan Board of Education proposed 2016-17 budget. If you refer to... There we go. The timeline, March 15th, 2016, we submitted the tentative budget, we adopted the tentative budget. March 17th was the approval by the Executive County Superintendent. And tonight, April 26th, 2016, is the public hearing and final adoption of the 2016-17 school budget. Dr. Cation.
This budget is an umbrella that provides for an increase in the following current cost offerings, as well as a focus on professional development, our one-to-one initiative, our purchase of tablets for the 7th and 6th grade students with the recently awarded New Jersey Ready grant. Our focus for the creation of this budget has been to continue the programs that we have and try to increase the places where we could, being fiscally responsible.
There are many major factors that impact the proposed budget. Capital project needs, enrollment, a slight increase in state aid, the community disaster loan program coming to an end, out-of-district placements and the transportation, insurance premiums, the Chapter 78 staff contributions towards health benefits, negotiations, the defeated referendums, and the SDA grant assessment.
The 16-17 proposed budget breakdown, the total budget is 25.6, almost $25.7 million, which is up $505,630, 2.01% from the 15-16 budget. The amount allocated from fund balance to support the budget is $258,374. That's direct taxpayer relief. The administrative cost is $1,888. And you can see that's down from prior year. Our regional limit, we cannot exceed $1,990. The proposed per pupil cost is $14,593, which is up from $13,994 in 2015-2016. We're receiving a small increase in state aid of 4.2% for the 16-17 school year. And our CDL program comes to an end at the end of this school year, June 30th of 2016, and a meeting is being held by the Department of Education this month to discuss the CDL loan cancellation process. This table compares the 15-16 revenues to the projected 16-17 revenues. As you look across each row, the revenue amount is listed along with the difference from the prior year. I'd just like to highlight a few of the revenue categories. Starting at the top, the tax levy. From 15-16 to 16-17, the proposed revenue in the area of tax levy is $14.1 million, which is an increase of $1.2 million from the prior year. The CDL, Community Development Loan, as you can see for 16-17, will be zero, which is a decrease of $839,651. Tuition revenue is slightly increased from 15-16, and the tuition rate for grades 9 to 12 is up from $13,200 to $13,698. And you'll hear a little bit about that later on in the presentation. That's a difference of $245,321. The SEMI program, which is the next one I'd like to discuss, is a new program to this district this year. And we expect to have a revenue of $27,448. The reserve line is up by $375,542. And that's because we're withdrawing $200,000 from tuition reserve and also $284,542 to fund projects. And that will be withdrawn from capital reserve. And then the last one I'd like to highlight is debt service. And that's a decrease of $321,974 from 15-16 to 16-17. So I just spoke a little bit about reserve accounts. The top portion of this slide is a recapitulation of our reserve account balances. Starting at the left-hand side, we list the type of reserves we have. That's tuition, capital reserve, maintenance reserve, and emergency reserve, along with their current balances. And then in 16-17, there's a column that says withdrawing. Those are the amounts that we'll be withdrawing in the 16-17 budget. And I just spoke a little bit about that, the $200,000 for tuition and the $284,542 for capital projects to total the $484,542 on the total line. The purposes for the withdrawals are listed next, and that would be the high school secure vestibule, the high school field irrigation, the high school field sod, and the high school track resurfacing, along with tuition revenue for the tuition withdrawal. We're obligated to post interest in the budget software, so normally we post a nominal amount, so we're posting $50 this year, and that brings you to the far right column, which will be the what we expect to be the remaining balances at June 30th of 2017. And that would be $496,685 in capital reserve, $50,000 in emergency reserve, for a total of $546,685. Right below this, we're going to be discussing fund balance. And by law, we are permitted to only maintain $250,000 or 2% of the general fund budget. Anything accumulated over that amount must be designated in the subsequent year for taxpayer relief. So this is the history of the excess fund balance from 13-14 through 16-17. And you see on the 16-17 line, we'll be designated $258,374, which is down slightly from the prior year.
I think it's very important to take a look at the budget as a whole, but also breaking it down into its component parts. And we look at general fund revenues. There's actually two sides to our general budget. We have the Manasquan High School estimated revenues and where they come from, which total $14,500,000+. And then also the elementary school with an estimated revenue of $10 million. And you can see exactly how it's broken up, but you can also see the lion's share in the high school is 60.37%. And notice that that blue focuses on the funding source that we get from our tuition, which is approximately, I guess, actually $8,777,831 with the tuition adjustment. That allows our high school to function the way it does. And also, as you take a look at the elementary school, the majority of our monies come from our tax levy. And you can see that that allows or affords us the opportunity to focus on our children accordingly. I don't need to read to you what the funding sources are, but I'll give you a moment just to look at the pie graph so you can see the differences in both sides of our budget. There are two sides of our budget, and I thought it was important for us this evening to focus on exactly where the lion's share has come from. Mm-hmm. Looking at it as a whole, here is the general fund revenue broken down. And you can see from the percentages on the side exactly where each come from. This is a different look. This is a look at the district together as opposed to broken into the two parts that are very essential. And
I would just like to add one thing. On the slides that you just see on the screen, down very low, there's a note, a footnote that's important. So on your, you have hard copies. We left some copies in the back of the budget presentation. This slide that's up here, the percentages noted are as compared to the total budget. But the previous slide, because we've broken the pie chart into two, let's say two houses, the elementary school and the high school, those percentages are compared as to total school amount, not the total district amount. That's why there is a difference between the two slides. Just so if you couldn't see that little footnote, I just wanted to bring that to your attention.
Thank you very much for that clarification.
Okay, so this slide illustrates appropriation totals by category. And down the left, we have the total general current expense. Then we have capital outlay, which are projects and equipment, and then we have the interest deposit to capital reserve. Then we have our total special revenue funds, which are our federal grants, and then we have our total debt service fund. So just a couple things to highlight. I talked already about the debt service fund, how that is reducing from this year to next year. But the total special revenue funds, we are permitted to only budget 75% of what we're currently receiving. It's a budget estimate. We're not exactly sure what our allocations will be, but we're not permitted to turn the budget in with the full amount budgeted. That's why you see the reduction of $89,792. If we do receive the full amount or more, we'll be able to increase our budget by that amount. Okay, I think that's about it on that slide. I think everything is pretty much self-explanatory.
If you're going to look at funding revenues, you have to look at appropriations. And here is a pie graph, again, breaking the total budget down into its two components. On the left, we see the high school estimated expenses and where those expenses go. And I'm very proud of the fact that 57% goes towards instruction. And at the elementary school, broken out as well. And you can see from the various colors what goes to maintenance, what goes to administration. And again, 61% goes to instruction. Notice the bottom portion of our slide includes proportional share of district level expenses, excludes tuition adjustments for prior year, and the percentage noted above as compared to total school amount, not total district amount. Mm-hmm. Again, like we broke out the revenue piece, here is the whole budget and the general fund appropriations accordingly. As you see, our initiatives in the high school, academics, technology, and capital projects, which we'll focus on this evening, as well as our elementary school initiatives, which are the same. As we move towards the essential pieces of our budget, I'm going to turn it over to my administrative professionals this evening. And one of our major initiatives as we move forward is to maintain what we have in regards to our technology, but also increase those tools. And Jesse, if you can expound on that, I would appreciate it. From wherever you are.
Sure. Just to highlight a couple of the items looking at technology in next year's budget. One of our goals has been, since we began the one-to-one program, to continue to expand it for a 6-12 program. We have an 8-12 program right now. So that being in place for all those grade levels, and that kind of ties with that last bullet, because this is being able to be done through a grant opportunity, we've been able to do that next year without really having any substantial impact on our operating budget. The other things that we put in here, and the other two bullets kind of go together as well, is providing professional development for teachers. Something that we want to make sure we continue to do. It's something we want to make sure we emphasize going forward, because it's great to have the tools, you know, as Dr. Cajun has said any number of times, it's great to have the tools and the technology in place, but without taking advantage of using that in the classroom and training teachers in the right way to be able to do it, you're really not getting the return on investment when you talk about the hardware. And lastly, that third bullet, just having the technology integration coach position has been a great benefit to us this year. Lisa was here last week, as you know, to present. And we talked about the one-to-one program in more detail. And having that in place, I think, has really been able to give us a lot more opportunities with taking advantage of, again, what we have in the classroom. Thank you.
Very well.
Thank you.
Focusing on the high school and our academics, as you can see from the charts that we showed, majority of our funding goes towards, and our expenditures, the instruction that occurs in both of our buildings. And this is just a snippet of some of the things that we'll be encompassing moving forward next year. And as I move to this, I would like our high school principal, Mr. Coppola, as well as our director of curriculum, Barbara Kerensky, to just focus on some of these things. And Rick, if you could highlight some to begin with, I appreciate
it. The first thing is we always try to do, we want to try to challenge our students and also to come up with as many challenging classes as we can. We had more new course proposals this year than we've ever had since I've been here. And what we've chosen to adopt is an implementation of the new high school AP Human Geography course. And this will be the first AP course that we offer that will be offered to 10th grade students. So that's a big change for us. That course will also be taking the place of the sociology course. There's also the implementation of a new high school Italian 2 course, and that will dovetail into the increase of a foreign language instructor from 0.8 to a full teaching position. And Barb, I don't know if you want to speak to that now in terms of...
We implemented Italian based on a survey given to the students, and the overwhelming language of choice was Italian. We started this year with an Italian 1 and a program across the street at the elementary school with a before school Italian 1 and a rotation for the it's been very well received. So next year we will have the Italian 2 and 2 honors, and we have a large enrollment for our Italian 1 class. So this is growing at a nice pace.
As we discussed last year, we felt the addition of the third language was very important to add to our world language curriculum. We'll also be, there'll be an addition of a counselor or a psychologist. We feel that by adding that position, we can better serve our students and some of the needs that they have. Skipping over the Professional Development Academy, Ms. Krensky will talk about that. But we also have the continuation of our Academy of Engineering. I was here, and Amy Edwards was here a couple months ago to talk about how that program is really booming. Our club is doing very well. They went out to their first competitions. They're a rookie team, so they don't compete, but they are going to these competitions to see what they can do to prepare for next year. We have full classes in our Academy of Engineering. We are, again, looking towards an advisory board as well as developing internships, along with a college affiliation that will allow us to offer college credits for those courses. We will also have the continuation of the winter pep band, which we just started this year. We had a lot of success with that. A lot of people in the community came back to us, said that they really enjoyed that. It really helps when we talk about our basketball teams going into March and even April. That obviously is something, a nice addition. We have, this year we added an assistant surf team advisor. That's another thriving program. Chris Boos came to me early in the year along with some of the surf team parents. We have a number of students in the water. Our numbers keep getting bigger and bigger. We thought it was time to add an assistant to that program, which is another state championship program that we have here. Our continuation of the life skills program, that was new to us this year. That serves a specific population in the high school. I observed the class, I observed Mr. Rosser actually today. He's running a wonderful program. And again, just getting that off the ground has really been a great addition to what we offer here. Anticipated openings will be an engineering teacher part-time. Again, we're looking to add more classes. We're looking to get more students involved in the Engineering Academy. We see that as a necessity. And we're also planning for, speaking with Dr. Cajun, for Public Service and Criminal Justice Academy. Implementation is for the 2017-2018 year. It'll allow us to do some visitations, look at some curriculum, and discuss how we're going to roll that out. Also, how that's going to impact facilities. And as I said, Mrs. Krensky will, go through the Professional Development Academy and the curriculum writing after we talk about the elementary school. So we're pleased with where we are. Again, we always want to get better. I thank Dr. Cajun for leading us through very long budgeting process. It's always a process. There's a lot of communication, and we think we have a good a good hold to move forward for next year and the years moving forward.
I want to thank Mr. Coppola for his instructional leadership. And as Mrs. Carinci comes to the microphone, there is no one who knows expert instruction better than Barbara Carinci. And Jesse sort of focused on it a little bit. Professional development is extremely important. My administrative team knows that. And when I came here, they told me how important it was to put Barbara in a position where we could develop our teachers with our own staff. And she's created a very successful professional development academy. And Barbara, I can't thank you enough. And we're going to continue with this year. As you can see, our Academy of Engineering was something that was spearheaded by Mr. Coppola and is being very successful. But it's all about excellent instruction in the classroom. And that's what my administrative team is focused on, spearheaded by Mrs. Krensky. So Barbara, if you can just focus on our professional development for a second.
Okay, as I had mentioned in another meeting, we decided to start the Professional Development Academy. The state has changed how professional development has to be implemented in all the districts. We used to have to make a district plan and submit it to the state. With the new teacher evaluation and the changes that have occurred in instruction, they have put it back onto the districts and said that professional development should be pertinent to each teacher and what their needs are. So what we decided to do is ask the teachers what kind of professional development they need, and then also look at their evaluations and see where we can help them get better. So we formed this Professional Development Academy. It is a voluntary group of teachers who brainstorm with us and the administration, how are we going to help the teachers get better. Through that Professional Development Academy, we came up with teachers teaching teachers. And at several of our in-service days, it is just what it says. Teachers come up with topics that they think would help their colleagues get better. They prepare lessons and the materials and work with the teachers so that when they leave, they have something they can take back to their classrooms. So we had things such as strategies in the classroom, using informational text, using our technology, our OneNote 365. Teachers went out and had been using Canvas, a learning management system. They were training other teachers. We had project-based learning things going on. And the teachers said to us, this is the best professional development they've had, because they really, it was geared towards them, and it was something that they could turn around and use the next day in their classrooms. We're going to continue that next year. It's in the budget for us to continue it. We're going to gear our focus to some more student-directed learning, to the new technology. Now that we have our teachers knowing the basics of technology with what is on our tablets, it's going to be how can we use technology in each content area so that they can now use their technology to make their particular content area instruction better. So we're going to be focusing on that. We also have a new teacher induction program that we run in August so that our new teachers come into the school feeling like they're part of our community. And it's not this moment when they walk in the door in September. They're already a part of the Manasquan School District community. And should I talk about curriculum? Just segue right in or after Colleen?
You could segue right into it if you'd like.
Okay. All right. Every year we look at our curriculum and make sure that it meets the school district requirements, the state requirements, and that it is fashioned in a way to help students learn and achieve at the level that we would like them to. So we revisit it every year. It's board approved every year. We've started that process, and that will continue into next year. We have teachers revising the curriculum as the standards change by the state. We have to make sure that our curriculum is aligned to the state standards. We will also be writing new curriculum for our AP Human Geography, for our Italian 2 course, over at the elementary school. The STEM program, which Mrs. Graziano will talk about, is being extended into the 8th grade, so we want to make sure that curriculum is up to date. The science standards, the next generation science standards, were put into place in the elementary school this year. They were piloted it, so we'll look at that, see where that needs to be changed over at the high school. They need to be in place, according to the state, by next fall. So that will be worked on. It's been started, and that'll take place in the summer. We're updating our tech education over at the elementary school. Curriculum will be written for that. And over at the elementary school, the performing arts curriculum will be updated. I think I got it all.
Barbara,
okay.
Thank you. Our children come to us in the high school with a very sound foundation, and that is because of the instructional areas that Mrs. Graziano focuses on. So, Colleen, as we go over this, I just want to thank you and Rich for everything you do in the elementary school to make us successful.
At the elementary school, over the past few years, we have been looking closely at our extracurricular activities to look at new athletic teams to possibly add to our school. Do clubs to add more opportunities for our students, And we're very pleased that over the past few years, we introduced tennis. And just last year, we piloted for the first time a new field hockey team. And they did a wonderful job their first year. And we are very pleased that the budget does allow for us to continue with those two new athletic teams, with a tennis coach and a field hockey coach. We've also added some new clubs at the elementary school and expanded one. The homework club we've had for several years, and because of its success and because it's grown and we wanted to provide more students the opportunity to attend the club, we added another advisor because of the number of students. That particular club provides tutoring services for some of our students who are experiencing academic difficulties, and it provides opportunities for helping them with their study skills and their organizational skills. We also added this year, we piloted for the first time, a new STEM club and a video production club. And the budget does allow for an advisor so we can continue and expand upon those programs. My STEM committee is currently working on plans for a summer STEM camp this summer. The details we hope to come out at the end of May. That will add to, right now we do have several enrichment programs that are sponsored through our PTO enrichment program. And we have some other science programs, science camps that do run, that are taught by some of our high school teachers. But we are looking at a STEM camp, and like I said, hopefully we'll have more details by the end of May on that, in that area. With regards to our STEM program, this is our biggest initiative this year. We started it last summer when we revised the entire K-8 science curriculum to align with the science stand, next generation science standards, and to include STEM lessons at every grade level, right down from kindergarten through eighth grade. We are very appreciative and want to thank Dr. Cajun, the Board of Education, for your support so that we could move the STEM program forward this year by providing us with resources. To give you a few examples, we were able to purchase a Lego Mindstorms robotics kit for two kits, one for our elementary school computer lab and one for our middle school science classrooms. We also added a 3D printer in our middle school computer lab, and a wide variety of teaching resources, instructional materials, right from K to 8, including some engineering kits, engineering is elementary EIE kits. Next year, we are very excited. Right now, my STEM committee and my science committee are working on looking at new resources to purchase to expand our program. And in particular, we are looking right now at a new K to 5 science program. My committee is looking at the components, examination copies, and we'll be seeing presentations from the companies. They are looking at two different programs, either Pearson's Interactive Science or McGraw-Hill's Inspire Science program. Yes, Inspire Science. And those particular programs are 2016 copyrights. They are aligned to the next generation science standards, and they have STEM lessons in every grade level, K through 5. So my committee will be making that decision by May on which program we would like to recommend and purchase for next year.
Fine, thank you. Awesome.
In addition, the budget includes the continuation of our summer extended school year programs for our special needs students. And we are excited about anticipated openings for one additional special education teacher and a special education paraprofessional for a new multiple disabled classroom at the elementary school.
If Margaret, you wouldn't mind for a second. Margaret's extremely child-centered, and as you can see from the first slide we showed in the high school, Margaret's in need for either a new counselor or a psychologist, which we talked about and we'll be bringing in. And also, notice that we do have two preschool students who do have a need for a multiple disabled teacher or out-of-district placement. Margaret's very focused on keeping our children here. So she came to Lynn and I and asked about the possibility of an anticipated opening for this. And if you could just focus on that for a second and tell the board where we're moving with that. Another new program, we had life skills last year.
Correct.
And now we have the multiple disabled teacher.
You know, as Dr. Cajun had said, in an effort to retain students in-house rather than to send some of our most challenged learners out of district, we felt, you know, in the IEP teams, Colleen and I, in talking about our needs, we thought a multiply disabled program at the younger level for our K, 1, 2, 3, grade 3 kids would satisfy the need to retain several students in-house, also possibly bring tuition students from our sending districts. I've been communicating with the sending districts and with the potential of an opening of a multiply disabled program in-house here. Would they have a need to send students? And some of them have expressed a desire, once if it's up and running, to take a look at it. Much like in the high school as well, as we, you know, as we classify new students or we receive students from other districts who transfer in, you know, the needs are growing, the special education needs are growing within our community, and rather than to send those kids out, we are looking for supplemental services and in-house services to provide for those students.
Margaret, thank you. I know I've sort of put Margaret on the spot, but thank you for that, because I thought it was important that the board realize that you're very open to bring children back to district and developing programs here to keep children here.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes. The 2016-17 proposed capital outlay appropriations are on this slide, and without reading the entire thing to you, obviously this budget allows for the secure vestibule in the high school. That was part of a previously submitted ROD grant. So what you see in the amount there is the portion that would be the Manasquan portion. The sod and irrigation of the field and the restructuring of the track, upgrading the audio video equipment, a secure vestibule in the elementary school, replacing some of the windows in the first section of the elementary school, which is partially funded through a ROD grant, new backstop benches and safety fences in the elementary school, the SDA funding that we talked about earlier on, and professional services are the capital outlay appropriations for this year, coming year.
This slide focuses on our discretionary and our fixed appropriations. As you can see from our fixed expenses of some $22 million, there's not much we can do with those things. However, I do want to focus on the concept of utilities, because our energy savings here has done a great deal of good for us. We haven't actually seen any concrete dollars, although we are saving utilities expenses every month. And I think we can ballpark the amount of money that we're saving as we speak. Lynn, if you could put a dollar figure on that, I was gonna say about $130,000. How accurate is that?
Approximately. That would be a gross amount, and there are some expenses to run the program. But that's in the vicinity. We are just now receiving our utility bills for the coldest months of the year. So we have a few more months to go before we can do an actual projection of the whole year.
Thank you. And I think as we move forward, we will see some concrete savings that we could utilize for our general expenses. And as you can also see, our discretionary expenses on the bottom. So that's a global look at our $24,648,708 general fund budget.
So what is the tax rate equation? This is the formula used to calculate the tax rate for the school district portion of the tax bill. The equation is the total levy divided by the assessed value equals the rate. So right below that equation, you see our total levy of $14.8 million. Our assessed value is $1.9 billion, and that equals a rate of 75 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. Now, the assessed value numbers, it's just important to note that we are not fully through the appeals process. That will more than likely change, okay? And when it does, that will impact, it will impact the rate. Okay, the board does not strike the assessed valuation. That is something that is done by the Board of Taxation. I'm sorry, the rate. The board does not strike the rate. That is done by the Board of Taxation toward the end of May. So the 15-16 rate is 0.876. The proposed rate for 16-17 is 0.750, which is a reduction of 14.39% or 0.126. This slide illustrates a four-year history of both the tax rate and the net valuation for Manasquan. Starting at the left, it starts at 13-14, and then it goes to the right all the way through 16-17. So you have the net valuation on the top portion of the slide and the corresponding school tax rate toward the center. Okay, so again, the net valuation amount right now is an estimate. It's subject to the outcome of the appeals process. The average home assessment and the preliminary tax rate will change if the net valuation changes. And the final tax rate is struck by the Board of Taxation in May. It's just a little history of where we've been and where we're going. So to calculate the tax amount on your own property, you would follow this formula. You would take your assessed value, divide it by 100, and then multiply it by the school tax rate, which is the 0.75. So using the current average residential assessment, which is $630,200, you divide that by 100, then you multiply it by 0.75, that comes to $4,726.50. At the time we put this presentation together, that was the average assessment in Manasquan. Like I said, that's more than likely going to change a few dollars either way. So that same home is currently, if you look across the column, or the row rather, the $630,200 on the left, about halfway down the left, look across that row. So that home is currently paying $5,520.55. The school tax rate at 0.750 will bring it to $4,726.50, which is a reduction of $66.17. This is some information about the property tax reimbursement. It's also known as the senior freeze. There are income and age and residency restrictions, but if you or someone you know feels like you might qualify, you can go to that website or call that number after 8:30 in the morning, and there is a deadline to file. So getting that information now would be helpful to see if you qualify for the senior freeze.
Just in summary, what this budget accomplishes: reasonable, fiscally responsible, and addressing the needs of all students. It maintains current educational and extra co-curricular programs. It continues the implementation of new curriculum, meets all state mandates, and provides needed staff and staff development for the coming year. And at this time, we would take any questions that anyone might have in relation to the budget. Anyone have any questions? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Can I say something? Okay. It's not a question. It's just a comment, not a question. I'd just like to take a moment to thank the board, Dr. Cajun, the administration, and the staff that assisted in putting this budget together. It's a lengthy process. We start in the business office, usually in the month at the end of September into the beginning of October. And the culmination of the budget season is this evening. On the agenda tonight, the board will adopt the final budget numbers, and then tomorrow we will certify the numbers to the County Office of Education. Specifically, I would just like to add that I would like to thank our district bookkeeper, Kim Reed. She is an unbelievable support to Dr. Cajun and I as we're going through this process, so I would like to acknowledge her this evening and thank her. Thank you.
I see a question on the floor.
No, I just actually, before she said that, I was going to thank Lynn for all of her hard work, and everything is really made understandable, and I really appreciate all the time you put into it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. That concludes the presentation portion of this evening's meeting. I'll now turn it over to Dr. Cajun for the superintendent's report.
Thank you. We'll start my superintendent's report by focusing on enrollment. Currently, our total enrollment is 1,600. Total Manasquan High School, 957. Total Manasquan Elementary School, 643. That's as of today. Attendance comparison, fire drill reports, suspensions, and tardy reports. Comparing our high school this year to last year, in regards to our comparison attendance report, we're at 94.4% in our attendance. In our elementary school, we're at 94.2. Focusing on our district fire drill reports for the month, in the high school, on March 9th, we had a fire drill that coincided with a system malfunction. For the past couple of days, our fire alarm has been malfunctioning, 2 days actually, which really has nothing to do with March 9th, but because of, a box in the basement in the high school that was inadvertently bumped, and it was old and it had to be replaced. But that's just indicative of our infrastructure as we move forward. And that's not any new news to anyone here. So when I read system malfunction, because the system needs to be replaced in its entirety, as you know from our referendums, periodically that occurs. On March 23rd, we had a testing of the emergency management communication system at 9:30 a.m. So the high school administration was very successful in focusing on requirements that the state has. The elementary school on March 18th had a fire drill that was not a system malfunction. And on March 24th, they had an exterior lockdown threat drill. Focusing on harassment, intimidation, and bullying reports for the month. At the elementary school, we did not have any. Compliments to my elementary school staff. At the high school, we had one confirmed harassment, intimidation, and bullying report on March 21st, and they received counseling with the school counselor. Compliments to them as well, having a school of close to 1,000, only having one for the month. It means the students are learning about how to treat each other successfully. What else we got? Tonight, the board will approve our sailing, I would hope, our volleyball, and our fishing clubs. From our Board of a Whole discussion last time we spoke, we all realized that for sailing and volleyball, the cost of the person to run the club will be on the board, the rest will be on the parents. Alrighty. And the fishing club, there will be no cost for the person, the teacher who sponsors that club. We also realize that we'll follow the format of sustainability from 1 to 3 years. In order for that particular sport, that club to become a sport, just like ice hockey, swimming, I believe, as well, and other sports that started as clubs?
Lacrosse.
And lacrosse, thank you. We have to see sustainability over at least 2 years and possibly three before we become an actual sport. Any questions about that? And you also have some policies to approve this evening that are second readings that we did go over at the Committee of the Whole. Having said that, that concludes the superintendent's report. Mr. President.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. Do we have a motion to recommend approval and acceptance of the superintendent's report? Mr. Serino, second. Mr. Warren? Sandy?
Mrs. Bissell?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Patani?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
We are now to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation and reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only, please. Would anyone from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, we will now move to the Manasquan general items. Do we have to separate the budget out, or can we lump it all together? Is everyone okay with putting numbers 11 through 32 together? Does anybody need anything separated out? 11 through 32. Do we have a motion for items 11 through 32? Mr. Catani, second. Ms. Song, any discussion on any of these items? Sandy.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
For the dissenting district items, number 33 through 43. Would anybody need anything separated out in those items? Do we have a motion for those items? Mr. Byrne. Second. Mr. Warren. Any discussion on those items?
43, you said?
Through 43, correct. Any discussion on those items? Sandy.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Number 39, abstained from Rich Reed and James Frieda. Number 40, abstained from Kim Reed. And number 41, abstained from Rich Reed. Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
Old and new business, number 44. Anyone have any old business that they would like to discuss? And does anyone have any new business that they would like to discuss? I just want to mention, from speaking to a parent at an elementary school baseball game, that when they got home, that their daughter had a tick on her arm. And I guess somebody else that was at the game had two ticks on them. So I just want people to be diligent and pay attention, because it is tick season and we need to keep an eye on that. I was asked to share that with everyone, and I've done that.
Should we get guinea hens? Should we get guinea hens?
I don't know. I don't know what the next step would be, but just be diligent. Any other old or new business? We are at our second public forum on any item, agenda or otherwise. Would anybody from the public like to be heard? Seeing no one, we are to number 46, executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act provides that the Manasquan Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of the 9 subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent, the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Massachusetts Board of Education, the board shall go into executive session tonight to discuss the following items. Number one, confidential matters per statute or court order in relation to a HIB case. Number four, collective bargaining, which will be a summary of the MAA negotiations update. Number seven, litigation or contract matters or attorney-client privilege, which is in relation to a pending litigation and a settlement. And number eight, personnel matters, which will be in relation to appointments and employee test results. Items discussed in executive session may result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. That will be the case this evening. We will take action after the executive session. Do we have a motion to go into executive session?
Yep.
Ms. Pisone, second. Mr. Serena, all those in favor?
Aye.
There we go. Red folder, please. Mr. Fury, second.
This ends
the
Warren.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have a motion to recommend approval for the high school personnel as per document five. Mr. Byrne, second. Ms. Pisone, any discussion on the personnel document? Sandy.
Mrs. Pisone.
Yes.
Mr. Byrne.
Yes.
Mr. Patan.
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Wheeler.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Serena.
Mr. Serena, excuse himself.
He's on an airplane.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
On a jet.
Garrett.
We have a motion to adjourn. Mrs. DePalma, second. Mr. Warren, all those in favor?
Aye.
Everybody else can step.
Ironically, my phone is giving me alerts that Donald.